Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of $10K Dollar Day. This week, we are talking about outdoor showers, diamond teeth, and floating in salt water.
Oh, I'm just going to let this one sink in. Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 250 of 10K Dollar Day.
That's insane. What?
That's crazy.
250 episodes?
Yeah, it's a lot.
We stuck with it.
We did.
You know what's funny?
I'm still here.
The other day, someone was like, oh, yeah, like I heard you have a podcast. I said, I do. I have two podcasts. And then I feel like four sentences later, they said something like, oh, you're like really into podcasting. And I was like, oh, yeah, like we're into it.
Yeah.
Like we jumped in. We go to conferences.
We do. We speak at conferences.
It's insane.
Yeah, it is insane.
That's just ridiculous.
Well, if you guys are new here, this is 10K Dollar Day. It's a comedy podcast about imaginary luxury travel, but there's a lot of other segments. We talk about our obsessions. We talk about our wish list. We also do a fun segment at the end called the 10K role play. It's a little bit of improv right on the spot. So we hope you enjoy this episode. Again, it's 250. So excited about it. So we're going to get started. So we're going to talk about our current obsessions. Lulu, what is your current obsession this week?
Okay. It's an obsession that should not be an obsession because it cannot be a normal thing. Okay. But I am obsessed with how like this sock mic thing is working out for us.
Oh, yes, yes.
Because everyone, my mic, thank you for everyone who's been a regular listener because I know that my mic pops a lot and we've been trying to solve it. And I have bought the real mic screen and we've bought other things and I've tried this mic and that mic and many, many mics. And what seems to be working the best is a clean ankle sock over the mic about, I'd say 2 inches, like the toe of it is like 2 inches away from the end of the mic, if you want to get really specific about this. So there's a little air pocket and, you know, like a little crumply fabric situation at the end.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying that we've solved it or that this will work for anybody else. And I'm also not saying that it looks cool, as anybody who has been on our Instagram can tell you, because we are posting videos and I have a sock on my mic in all of them.
Yeah. But it is getting some feedback. We're getting some comments.
Yeah, mostly, is that a sock on your mic? Yeah, like,
or what is that on Lulu's mic?
What is happening on Lulu's mic? And it's not, I haven't switched it out for like a funny sock, an ironic sock. It's literally just a clean athletic sock.
I was thinking like with the seasons, right? You'd have like a Halloween sock, a Christmas sock, Valentine's Day sock.
Yeah, they're coming. There is an Amazon, you know, like ankle sock value pack just waiting for me to buy it.
They do a sock of the month club. That could be something that would work for you.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I think I want to change it out more than once a month.
Okay.
It's near, really near my face.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
Yeah.
Face and your feet. Things should be changed, I guess. Okay. So thinking about changing though, this actually goes right into my obsession.
Okay.
So have you heard of this website? It's called 4days.com. Four days. Okay. It says the future is circular. You're going to be obsessed with this. So basically it talks about all of the clothes that we have in our closets that we don't use. And so many people either just like give them away to another friend who ends up throwing them in the garbage, or they end up in the garbage. So what this is you go to their website. Step one is you order a take back bag. Okay. So you buy this bag, then you fill it with your clothes, and then you basically clean out your closet. You send them anything, any brand, any condition, and they work with recycling partners to repurpose each item and divert them from landfills. So they use them. Yep. So you buy the bag. And then you earn closet cash to spend on circular clothing.
What is circular clothing?
Clothing that's been repurposed.
Oh, wait. Are they reselling these clothes or no. Are they breaking them down and recycling them?
Yes. They are using them to make new products or they're using the textiles.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So basically you fill up this bag. You do buy the bag. But then once you fill it up, you send it off. And then they add up all of these clothes that you sent in, how much it is, what the material looks like. Is it stained? Is it whatnot? And they give you credit so that you can buy other stuff. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that's very cool.
And the bags are $20. But here's the thing. When you spend $20, you immediately get $20 back in closet cash anyway.
Brilliant.
Yeah, amazing. So check that out, you guys. It's 4days.com and they do women's, men's, babies, kids, everybody. You name it. If you want it, you get it. Isn't that cool?
Bam.
Obsessed with it.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
All right, what's your wish list?
My wish list is that I had interior design skills at all.
I feel you on that.
Because I'm pretty sure that the studio I'm living in could be arranged better and give me a cozier feel. Yeah. And I'm also pretty sure that I could buy a couple things that could make it cozier, but I don't know what those things are or where to put this furniture. I'm not good at that at all.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to buy a bedspread, maybe just to liven it up a little in this hotel room. But I also I don't know. I wish I had a better sense. I have friends who could walk in and be like, oh, this couch should be over there. That should be here.
Yeah.
And they can just see it.
Yeah.
Never in my life.
Yeah. I'm that way too. I like to see the picture, but I like to be able to somebody tell me if I like that picture, I want to be able to have a list of everything in that room because I'm going to buy it just like that and put it in the room just like that.
Oh, see, I want to have a house that feels like, oh, these are all the things that you've I don't know. I would like it to feel more personal. So I'm not on the same page with you in that, but I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, I hear you.
At least the way you want to do it, hard. That's possible for you. I know.
That's true. Well, my wish list is much more attainable.
Okay.
Not that you can't learn to be an amazing interior designer, Lou. That is not what I'm saying. You can do anything you put your mind to. But
thank you, my friend.
Last episode, I did talk about my obsession with my new car, but here's what I need. One more thing. I need a car phone holder because the way the car is, I need to be able to stick it up to something because I keep losing it. The the middle console part is deep and I put my phone in and it blends in with the dark interior and I keep leaving it in the car because I can't see it. I don't remember I have it. So I'm into work and I'm where's my phone? And then I spend all this time looking for it and I'm it slipped down into the console. So I just need a little so I can just click it so I can see it when I go to get out of my car. That's what I need.
All right.
That's it.
That is attainable. That is very attainable.
Yeah. All right. You guys, this is what you've been waiting for. It is time for
10K Day.
Good.
It's a 10K dollar day. Imaginary travel and a laugh for two.
As we tell you all the crazy things we wanna do.
We buy top drawer,
but we don't really pay.
So say what's your happy and you'll be our bae.
All right. So let's listen to that word of the day. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Malia.
And I'm Juliet.
And we're Lulu's friends from Encore Performing Arts. And our word of the day is sparkles because Lulu shined on that stage.
I mean,
it's such the best thing ever. First of all, you two are amazing. Thank you so much. And Malia and Juliet and Scott were all together with us in Orlando, and it was so nice to get to hang out with them.
So cute.
I know.
Adorable.
We have the best listeners.
We do. We have the best listeners, and I am so excited. I feel honored to be able to spend my imaginary 10K money on this word, so I'm super excited about it. And I think you're going to love it as well.
Well, I do like things that sparkle in general.
Yeah.
So I was already primed to love it.
Yeah. Okay. So I Googled things that sparkle. Wikipedia immediately has a list. Here's what they say. Fairy dust.
Oh, stars, sure.
Christmas lights. Hanukkah candles. I think they wanted everyone to feel included. Yeah. Freshly fallen snow. A lake when the sun hits it just
freshly
right.
Freshly fallen snow?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it sparkles.
Well, in the sun. Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I went with your favorite, stars.
Stars.
That sparkle. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
So this took me to
my favorite.
The Atacama Desert in Chile.
Wait, we're going to look at real stars?
I mean, spoiler alert, but yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Okay, let's
I know,
do it.
Right? Okay. So did you know that Chile's desert right there, the Atacama Desert, is the driest place on Earth?
Like before or after the droughts of 2022?
Well, I know, right? But basically it receives mere millimeters of rain. And because of that, there's all this barren landscape. There's not a lot of plant and animal life. So it's optimal for stargazing because it's high altitude, there's very few clouds, and there's near zero radio interference or light pollution.
Oh.
So it's literally like the best place in the world to look at stars.
Okay.
Sparkle, sparkle, sparkle. So we're going to stay at, no idea how to pronounce this, the Niara Alto Atacama is what it looks like to me. And it literally is called An Oasis Under the Stars is what the name of this resort is. Now, we got the most expensive. Each of us got the most expensive suite. It's called the Tilo Suite. It's a king bed with a private terrace with an outdoor shower.
Dream.
Scenic views of the oasis, of the Salt Mountain Range, of the Andes Mountain Range, and its reflection into the Andean Lagoon. Plus, it comes with a mini bar and satellite TV.
Okay.
Yes. I got two of these suites because it's a king bed. So I was like, we want our each have our own room with our king beds. So two nights in two of these rooms, $6,100.
It's $3,000 a night?
Yeah. No. It's $3,000 total.
Oh. It's $1,500 a night.
Yes. And so we got two rooms.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. It's the most expensive room they have, obviously. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Breakfast is included. There you go.
Well,
so we're going to wake up, have breakfast on our private terrace. I mean, we'll probably like have breakfast together on like my terrace, but then we could split up to go take our outdoor showers before we go on our day.
Oh my gosh. The outdoor shower just sounds
amazing.
So great. Yeah. It just sounds amazing.
I've never done it. I really want to do it.
Have I ever taken like a true outdoor shower?
Outdoor shower. Like, naked. Not in a bathing suit.
And not as a kid. Right. It has to be like adult naked shower outside. Yeah. I feel like I have, but I have no memory of it, which means I've either just seen it in movies or thought I have, but I guess I have not.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't.
I feel okay. Well, goal.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, goal. 100%.
Goal. 10K goal.
So I decided we both needed to have something sparkly before we went on the rest of our day. Here's something. Did you know that it's now like a thing to put diamonds in your teeth?
Like set into them?
Uh-huh. Like here, a diamond on your tooth.
I I think I've no.
Okay.
I mean, I think I've seen it like in a movie.
Oh,
but
no.
I didn't know that like real people were doing it.
Yes. In fact, when I started researching this, because I went the full on cost way, they have them on Amazon. You can buy a $10 stick-on diamond for your tooth that glues to your tooth on Amazon. It's like a
no
thing.
Way.
It says Justin Bieber, Madonna, Lil Wayne, Pink, Kanye West, they're all doing this diamond flare. So it's where you put it either on like your, what are those called? These ones?
The canine.
The canines. You can put them there. Some people have them lining the backs of their teeth and they're like in different
places. I feel
like
it would be, wouldn't that be sharp on the inside of your cheek and on the inside of your lip?
Maybe, but here's the thing. Now actual dentists are doing them the right way. It's called a diamond insert. So one real diamond on one tooth costs $2,000. However, if you want to do more, like if you want to do a grill or like even more, it can run between $10,000 and $15,000. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
I mean,
okay.
So it does say that most dentists currently recommend a whitening over attaching a jewel, which means like don't just jewel your teeth, just get a whitening. But yeah. A lot of people think it's cool, and so they're doing it. And they said it only takes about 20 minutes to do it. It's a bonding process. It's applied.
Okay. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Okay.
So here's the thing. It's $2,000. We've already spent six. So if you and I were both to get diamonds on one tooth, we'd already be up to budget. But I was thinking about you and your current status on Broadway. And I thought you probably aren't allowed to get a diamond on your tooth because it's not period, right? It wouldn't be something that the founding
fathers had. It's not part of the costume plot.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yes.
So I'm going to do it for $2,000. I'm going to get a little diamond on this tooth. But I am going to get you something as well. But you're going to love these. I'm going to get you diamond Dior sunglasses instead.
I think I would love that.
You would. These are really, really cute. They're black and they have diamonds right on the edges. So I got me the tooth and I got you the diamond Dior sunglasses. They are $730.
Oh, yes. I feel so sparkly already.
Right? And then you and I are both going to head off to Laguna Seguir, which some of the guides there refer to this place as the Chilean Dead Sea because it's made up of all that salt and you just float.
Okay.
Right? And we've talked about this before. We love those salt floats where you like literally just get in the water and you just bounce to the top. Insane.
Oh, I love that.
But here's what we have to get. We had to get some sparkly sequined swimsuits to wear. So we both got them from Poshmark. These are called Norma Kamali silver sequined bathing suits for $275 a piece. They're completely sequined. The whole thing. It's like blinding, but you're okay because you have the sunglasses. So we're going to get those. We're going to lay in the salt sea and sparkle with the water and all of that. Sun starts to set. Uh-oh, here comes the stars, right? We're going to get out. We're going to go to like a local gas station or equivalent place like that in Chile. We're going to spend $19.99 on snacks out there.
Okay.
Because you know we like a travel snack.
Yes, and we also love specific amounts.
Yes. And then we're going to buy a bottle of champagne that is called the Beaujolais Mauritius Couture Collector's Bottle. Basically, it's covered in beads and jewels.
No way.
It's gorgeous. It is $599.99 for this bottle of champagne. It is gorgeous. We're going to take that bottle. We're going to take our snacks. We're going to go on property of where we're staying to go stargazing. It says literally the best place on earth for stargazing. Now,
so exciting.
I know you and I have had some different opinions of stargazing, but here's where it differs. I got a bottle of champagne now. So,
and you don't think wild animals are going to eat you.
And we're at the property.
So okay, so that's the key.
We can lay out even on one of our terraces because it's just okay. All there. Yeah.
So question, that would be like, you think you could get into stargazing if we were in a safe place and we had alcohol?
Yes, absolutely. And I don't have to think about
well, that's good to know.
Being on edge. Yeah.
Alert.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'd still be constantly looking for a UFO, 1,000%. Like, that's
No. That's part of the fun. That's okay. You can look for UFOs. You just shouldn't be also looking over your shoulder
for wild animals to come eat us.
Correct.
So that's the end of my day. My total is exactly $10,000.
It's amazing how you did it. It's amazing how you did it. It's amazing how you did it.
I like this new cheering section. I'm going to add that everywhere.
Now we know you add it everywhere.
So great. I love it. All right. So that's how I would spend $10,000 in the Oasis Under the Stars place. It's called the Atacama Desert, Chile. And this is what we would do if we had $10,000 to give away. So Lou, what kind of charity did you find this week?
Well, you do know me really well. So, of course, the word sparkle brought me to Astronomers Without Borders.
I knew it.
Yes, I definitely thought of stars. And they are an organization that I think they do donate like telescopes to people, and they have astronomy clubs everywhere. But they really focus on the fact that astronomy can make people communicate, and that we all share one sky.
Oh,
so they say
cool.
Like one sky. So this is on their site. In the process of looking outward together, love it, we learn about each other and create lasting bonds regardless of country or culture. It is this bond between people that Astronomers Without Borders hopes to foster. A brief message or the gift of a small telescope can grow into lasting bonds, goodwill, and friendships that reach around the world. Understanding replaces ignorance and suspicion.
Oh,
I know
that.
And then they say something like media. The next sentence, I cut it off for some reason. Media images are replaced with faces of people you know. And I love that they say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're interested, that will be in our show notes. Boo, 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 boo.
All right. Okay. So I found a charity that's called Sparkle Now.
Oh, shut up.
Yep. It's sparklenow.org. Now, here's what's cool. This is their mission statement. The Sparkle Foundation's mission is to make sure women and children have a sparkle in their eyes. We help women because women rarely ask for help. And we help children because they are many times a victim of their circumstances. What they do is they have food for them. They make sure they wake up to a house full of toys on Christmas and other holidays. They have important basic items like fresh pair of pants, clean toothbrushes. They also do events like a holiday gift drive. And then they also do one-on-one case-by-case gifts to women and children in need, because it says that the Sparkle Foundation focuses on providing not just life's necessities, but the delights as well. So not just things they need on a day-to-day basis, but also fun things. So there's even one site that said they take some of the women to get manicures, pedicures, like massages, things like that.
Oh, so, I love that.
Really cool. So you can check that out as well. All right. It's time for our happies. What happy, is your happy, 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 happy?
My happy is that I have a Roku.
Oh, you do? Stick. Fun.
I do. And I bring it
everywhere.
And I never have to log into anything anywhere because it's always already on my Roku.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I, have it right there. It goes right into the USB. It goes into every hotel that I go to. And it makes me feel like I have such a great life hack every time I turn the television on.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, oh, there's my desktop again. There it is. That's mine. That's all my stuff.
That's really cool.
On that TV. Yeah. For some reason, it just makes me really happy.
It's a smart invention, man.
Yes. Okay. What about you?
My happy is that today I found all of my dryer balls that my puppy had gotten into, and I could not find them to save the life of me. I literally was like, I'm going to have to go buy all new dryer balls. But I found them. He hid them. in one part of my garage.
Where did he hide them?
It was like in the section of my garage where we have like Hannah's like outdoor toys. For some reason, he had picked up each one of them and just stuck them back in this corner in the garage. There's like six of them.
That's so funny.
Yeah, very funny. But I found them. So I was like, oh, thank goodness. I can just like dust them off and they're good to go.
Excellent.
Yeah. All right. It's my favorite time of the episode. It's time for our...
Penpei role play.
Yeah. All right. You ready for this?
Oh, it's me first.
You first.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. It's Sparkles. Lulu, you're a professional metal detector guy who finds diamonds for a living with his metal detector.
I do that.
Yeah.
I do
so that. So metal detector man, what's your current obsession?
I got to tell you, my current obsession is this beach I found. Ain't nobody been on there ever. It is an unclaimed beach. And I'm going to be the first person to walk up and down that beach. I ain't never seen no footprints there. Not mine, not Jesus's, not nobody. So I'm going to go down that beach. And I am the first person to put my metal detector up on that sand. And I am so excited. I rented a wheelbarrow just for that day.
That is good. Nobody's been there, even Jesus. That's my favorite line you've ever said. what is your current wish list?
Well, I got to be honest. My wish list is probably a big old sun hat because my wife keeps telling me to wear one and I never do. She tells me to put a little SPF on my bald spot. I never do. And I have to admit, I am getting a little bit burned up there. So if I had my druthers, I would get myself a sun hat that I would remember to bring with me out on that beach.
Nice. Very good. So if you had $10,000 to spend, what would you spend it on?
Well, if I had $10,000 to spend, I wouldn't spend my days looking for metal on the beach. Now, would I, Miss Podcaster Woman? What question is that? All right. Well, if I had $10,000... what I would do, I guess, is I would get a second metal detector, maybe a third, and I'd hire some students, some interns or something, and I would have them go and sweep it with me. We would be like a foundation, you know, like a group, a team, a co-op, you know, whatever you would call a group of metal detector men. And we would just go around and sweep that whole beach, sweep all over and find them coins and watches and jewelry.
Nice. So if you had $10,000 to give away, where would you give away 10K?
I think I'd give it to those Save the Reef people, you know, because they're really keeping my beaches intact, which I like. You know, people don't think about that, but we really need those reefs to be around so the beaches are around so that I can metal detect on them.
Yes.
Is really where I'm going with that. That was the whole bit. That was the whole, all I had was the coral reef to the beach.
That's good. Last question. There you go.
Yeah.
What's your happy?
Oh, well... my happy is my shoulder surgery that just happened. It went very, very well. You know, people don't think about this, but you only hold a metal detector one way. You know, you don't like switch arms. And my shoulders are getting really tired. It's been years and years and years. I haven't found much. You didn't ask me if I was a successful metal detector, and I did find something really big once. But only once. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I got real excited. I thought it was a Bitcoin. And then everyone told me that Bitcoins can't be found. And I was like, well, at least I'm looking for stuff that can be found. What is happening in the world? You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. That's so true. Yeah. Oh, well, thank you so much for being here today with us.
Yes, I was happy to be here.
Oh,
it's going very well. It's going very well.
Okay.
All right, Allison.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
to tell the world about your new invention, glitter baby formula.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I mean, I am.
I thought you would be. It sounds like a really great invention. I know that that you believe in it. I know that you invented it, and I'm excited to learn a little more about the woman behind glitter baby formula.
Absolutely. Right? Because every child is a star.
Okay. That's great. That's great.
That's the slogan.
Okay. Yeah. It's good. It's a good one. It's just right there. Mm-hmm. Great title. So what's your name?
Oh, my name is Kathy.
Kathy. Of course it is.
Catherine, you know, if for like, you know, professional purposes, but my friends call me Kathy.
Can I call you Kathy?
Absolutely.
Can I call you Kath?
Let's just stick with Kathy.
Kathy. Yeah. Okay. So Kathy, what is your obsession right now?
So my current obsession is the new Starbucks drink that they just came out with. It really fuels me through my day. My husband created me in the back of our house, my own working laboratory that I make all of the formulas and get to experiment on a day-to-day basis. So what I do though every morning is I go to our nearest Starbucks and I get my new fave drink. So what that is it's a venti matcha latte with soy milk. But then I have given them a little cartridge of my secret glitter formula. And instead of cinnamon, they will sprinkle some glitter on top. And it really does fuel me throughout my day. And, you know, the Starbucks people love it too. It makes them feel happy as well. So, and then I get to come home and work in my private lab, you know, creating the formula for all of the babies of the world.
Amazing. Yes. All right. Yes. Well, what's on your wish list right now?
So my wish list is actually one of those standing treadmills that you can like stand and also like read at the same time. I'm doing a lot of research about formula, about where formula comes from, about the ingredients in formula, about what babies need from the formula. Uh-huh. And I'm like,
do you have children? Do you have children, Kathy?
No.
Oh.
No, I don't feel like I have time for kids because I am so like work oriented. I'm like career focused, but I do have a heart for the young. And so I know that they are the next generation. Like it's just inevitable, right? Like they're gonna be there. So I feel like it's really important to put our time and our effort into them and less into the old people of the world because they're on their way out. So my husband backed me on this. So I'm doing reading. I'm doing research to find out like what babies need and like why my formula could actually be better than breast milk, which is like really, really controversial. But that's why I'm doing lots of reading. But it means I can't make it to the gym as often. And my trainer's like super upset about it. So instead I want my wish list is the treadmill that has the working space so I can work and work out at the same time.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. What would you do if you had $10,000?
Well, I mean, what I should say is that I would like put it all into like the lab behind my house and just like deck it out. But secretly, you know, between you and me, I really want to travel to like Greece and get one of those amazing like villas where the pool goes like right out into like from the room. And then it's like the infinity thing. And then you can have like the butler come and like give you like your breakfast in the pool. Like that's kind of what I want to do with like my girlfriends. So keep this between us because like my husband would be so mad too that I'm like not bringing him. But like, you know, I work a lot. So I feel like I need like some quality girl time. So I think I would totally like, you know, slyly spend it on myself. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Don't forget to stay in character, Allison. That was just, you answered that basically as yourself.
Right. So- the babies.
I'm like, I've heard this Grease story before.
Listen, improv is best when it's based in truth, okay? It's like so believable.
I was like, wait a minute. This sounds like a plan we've actually talked about. Okay. Sorry, Kathy. Sorry to leave you for a second. Right. But Kathy, I'm back. So how would you give $10,000 away?
Well, I think right now, I don't know if this is like the answer you're looking for, but what I would do is I would give it to one of my girlfriends. Her name's Jen, and she's like going through a divorce, right? So it's super expensive. And I would give it to her because like she really needs that money to like get through this divorce. And like, did you know divorces are like so expensive? Like they're thousands and thousands of dollars. And so I would give it to her to like help, you know, transition that. I don't know if that's like a charity thing or not, but like it would feel really good in my soul to like, you know, give that away.
Well, you're giving like, it to a friend in need.
Yeah. See, you get me.
I do totally get you, I think, Kathy. Yeah. Okay. So Kathy, last question.
Yeah.
What's your happy?
Oh, my happy is definitely the new Tory Burch shoes that I got. They're like the sandals, and I got the new black ones. I have them in white, and I have them in gray, and I have them in nude, and I have them in like the silvery color, and then I think I have them in like a pink or like a coral, but I really wanted them in the first color that I said. So I decided to get them in that color too. I think I said what color they were. And I'm really excited about them. That's like my happy. Like that was like what I wanted. And they're comfortable too. So I can like work and create all of my glitter formulas, which for some reason we did not talk a lot about, but you know, but it's there. It's on its way in a pharmacy near you.
Perfect. Well, thank you for being with us, Kathy. I hope that you get some more of your talking points about glitter formula out next time. But it was really great to get to know you and your friend Allison and her wish lists.
Yeah, it's on its way. Just follow me on Instagram at glitterformula.com. All right. That was that. Hey guys, if you want to connect with us, you should do it. There's really no glitterformula.com, but you can follow us on $10K Day everywhere. Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. Check that out too. And also you can email us at $10KDay@gmail.com. We love hearing from you. So check it out. All right. $10K Day is produced by Andrea Canny. Intro by Stan Collins. Graphic art by Jacob McAllister. The 10K jingle by Rockwell and Rose. The vintage 10K Saturday episode voiceover by Charlie Hume. Thanks as always to Buzzsprout with friends like us.
Who needs amenities?